Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Twitter poll question brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin offering huge savings on every leftover 2024 Chevrolet remaining in inventory. Together, let's drive. ArminChevy.com. Is your disgust with the 76ers at an all-time high, yes or no? Ben Davis, is your disgust with the 76ers at an all-time high?
100%. I walked in last night, and, you know, we have one kid in college. So the other three are sitting at the island eating supper. And my wife is there, and the Sixers game is on. And I walked in, and I lost it. I said, which Momo turned this crap on?
No, you got mad at your family.
Yeah.
What did you call them? Momo?
Momo.
What is that?
I don't know. It's like, what?
About it, John.
It's not a compliment.
Okay,
I said, what Momo turned this game on? And Riley raised her hand. She goes, I'm watching. I go, get it off. Literally. I go,
that's
get
a little
it
heavy-handed.
Off. I was in the house for, I don't know, 15 seconds.
So I said, get it off.
And then they panned to the bench. They showed all of them that weren't playing.
I know.
And I go, this is, can you imagine being a season ticket holder?
Oh, my God.
No.
I would demand my money back.
I agree with you, Ben.
I wouldn't get it back.
No, you wouldn't.
But I would demand it.
It's
pathetic.
It is. It is.
Pathetic.
It is so disgraceful what is going on. And, I know we sound like a broken record because we cover this, it seems like, every week or two that this crops up yet again.
What do they do? What can they do? Do they seriously consider chopping the season?
See, I don't think that makes a difference because if they play 60 games, I think the players choose to play 40 games. I believe that.
How can you have this little pride?
They don't play.
Right. How do you change that? How do you change the?
I haven't figured out the answer, John. I know this.
Find guys that want to play.
If you don't like burn with desire to get out there, and maybe it's just different for football than it is for other sports.
Well, guaranteed contracts make a huge difference.
That does make a huge difference.
The fact
that it's just one game every week for us, you know, for the football guys, it really does feel like you build to that and you look forward to that. But I don't think it was coached in me to love it, to have fun, to look forward to that like it was like recess. Let me at that game. I can't wait to get out there and do this. This is what I do best, and I love it, and this is what my teammates do best, and we love each other while we're doing it. Like, this is the fun part.
John, I've never
don't want to do it.
And by the way, I put this not as much on the players as some people do. Believe me, I put it a lot on the players, but the organizations permit this. I mean, the organizations are of the mindset that this is a wise course of action. And by organizations, I mean more than just the Sixers. It goes on all around the league. Sixers take it to an extreme level. But I mean, I've never seen anything like this in sports. They are devouring their own product. They have a horrible product right now. They are going backwards rapidly. The NBA is going backwards.
Oh, yeah.
The commissioner's doing nothing. The owners are doing nothing.
Well,
There's no leadership.
The good sense to realize.
Be a leader.
I don't think that's what we've got.
Lead. You've got to lead. We have a league that is disintegrating in front of our freaking eyes. There's no leadership. There's no vision. There's no guts from the commissioner. The owners are a bunch of idiots. And the players have just grown accustomed to this is acceptable. Guys, unacceptable! Play! And if you don't, we just won't watch. And parents like Ben Davis and fans like Ben Davis will say, I'm not a fan anymore.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to take an active part in not supporting you.
Yes,
Ben, correct. I support what you're saying. Like, correct. Get it off. That it does not deserve the attention.
I have never in my affection. Life, I've correct. Never in my whole life seen anything like it. I've never, ever, ever, ever seen a league just devour itself as quickly as this league is. And they can turn it around, but they better quickly. Because they are really, really losing people.
I don't think they're self-aware
people.
Enough to turn it around, Joe. That's the problem.
Joe, this is well, this no is something.
Or Adam Silver might not have the handle to turn it around.
He
too.
Might not.
This is
he
something not. That's not just at the NBA level. This is all down through
AAU,
raising,
all that
AAU,
stuff. Yeah,
they go to college for 1 year. Yeah. They come out. These guys are just, oh, it's okay, Johnny. You don't have to do this. You don't have to do that. They go to college to get NIL money. And then they come out and they say, well, oh, my
just
God.
Just watch Ben Simmons one and done.
Yeah. Exactly.
I remember.
Exactly. This is not just, this is all throughout. This is our culture now.
Yes.
With raising children and the athletes that we're quote unquote raising.
Yes,
everything
yeah.
is spoon-fed to them, and they're catered to, and they think this is okay. They
brutal.
Think this is acceptable. They think, you know what? I'm going to take the pride out of it. There is no pride in what they're doing. There's zero.
I agree with you. Mm-hmm. All right, look, obviously you can react. You hear how we feel. And part of why it hurts so much is we have historically loved the NBA. My God, the Sixers and the NBA? Are you kidding me? I mean, I love that, but not now. All right. So that's a part of the show. The main thing, obviously, and we'll get to what Nick Nurse said. Let's just move on for now. But the main thing, obviously, is the Eagles. They've got a huge game coming up on Sunday. So we're 4 days away from a 3:00 kickoff Sunday afternoon. A game that, you know, I've got a tremendous amount of confidence in the Birds' ability to win. Maybe too much because, you know, I know anybody can win and all that. I know Stafford's good. I don't take that for granted. But I'll just be really, really, really surprised that the Eagles lose this game. All right. For more on that.
I have a problem the Eagles don't. I'm looking past the game. I don't think the Eagles are. I think they do a great job of being ready and up and hitting the ground running. Let's hope the offense is productive.
John, I'm already starting to think about the NFC Championship game.
I always jump ahead.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Because that game really is going to be exciting.
Well, that's
and
fascinating.
I'm already thinking about how great it's going to be. But this game against the Rams, it's also, this is a high-flying, this Rams team, it's like a designer, exciting motions and unique ideas on
I
offense.
Love this designer
blitz it
team.
Up on de- yeah. Well, it, blitz it up on defense. It is going to be cool to watch.
All right, let's talk to Ross Tucker. He joins us every single Wednesday at this time, and we love when the Birds are in the playoffs and we're talking to Ross. Good morning, Ross.
Morning. How are you guys?
How are you, pal?
Super, Ross.
I don't know. I'm like, first of all, I'm like listening to you guys, and Ben's going off on the NBA, and you guys are killing the NBA. I mean, I've never heard you guys go that fast from killing the NBA to the there's no way the Eagles lose the game. I mean, what are we doing here?
Well, we're you know what, man? I'll say this one more thing about the NBA, and then we'll just about stick to the Eagles. Ross, you were, correct me if I'm wrong, you were an NFL player, right?
Joe, yes, for 7 years. This is a joke, right?
No, it's actually not. So here's
he
why.
He knows you're an NFL player, though. Here's
why I asked that question.
All right.
NBA players aren't players anymore. They don't play. How can you be a player if you don't freaking play? Anyway, let's move on. All right.
No, you get my point. That's a much longer conversation. I thought Ben made really good points about the how people come up through the system now.
Yeah, well, no question. And the guaranteed Thanks. Contracts and the whole deal. I mean, we get it all. So they do. I'm not certain what the solution is, but I know this. Without a solution soon, they're just going to completely eat their product.
To be honest with you, Joe, for a while, I've kind of not paid attention that much to the playoffs anyway. And I don't know how you fix that, but that's like...
You mean the regular season?
Yeah, no, until the playoffs. Yeah, oh, I don't pay attention. I don't pay attention during the regular season. It's like, okay, playoffs start. Now I know the guys are going to play. Because, you know, before they used to play, but they wouldn't play defense. Like you could literally watch them and be like, oh, my gosh.
But
you guys.
But see, here's what I'll say. I disagree with that in part. I thought there was entertainment value in watching a game. My team versus your team. Let's see who wins. Let me be
even if they weren't playing with playoff intensity, it was still a game with the best players out there. Yeah. I can see that.
Guys try. I mean, Charles Barkley tried. I mean, he didn't not try. He was trying, but... All right, Ross, yes or no, hard to imagine the Eagles lose this game on Sunday.
I would be surprised.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would be surprised. Now, what's interesting to me about that is it's not really because it's the Rams, because I think the Rams have some really good things going. They are very young, especially on defense. Their young D-line is nasty. I mean, they sacked Sam Darnold 9 times on Monday night, and we know what Stafford is when he's healthy and when he's on point and when he kind of catches fire. We know about their receivers. The thing that makes it tough is, you know, there's a lot going on for those guys personally out in Los Angeles. Then they had to go, and it was supposed to be a home game. They had to go to Arizona. They probably got back, I don't know, 2 a.m. on Tuesday morning after playing in Arizona Monday night. So they have a short week. They put so much, like, everything was like win for the city, win for L.A. They're wearing the L.A. Fire Department stuff. It just felt like they put a lot into that game. Now it's a short week. You come out to the East Coast, and last time I checked, it's going to be like in the 20s and might snow. Like, I'll say this. They could win, but if they do, it's one of the more impressive wins I've seen in a while. To go to Philadelphia, who has better players than you, on a short week after all the emotions of Monday night, in cold weather for an LA team, if they win, it's up there among one of the most impressive wins for the Rams and one of the worst losses for the Eagles.
How surprised were you, Ross, at when the Rams were playing the Vikings at the jump that they got? I mean, 24-3 at the half. It just didn't even feel like a game. Were you surprised by that, or was there something that you saw from Sam Darnold the week before that you realized, oh, man, teams are just going to take advantage and exploit him for his weaknesses?
I was still surprised, but I did wonder if that loss to the Lions, like if there'd be a hangover effect for the Vikings.
Mm-hmm.
And it certainly felt like there was. I mean, they got beat up by the Lions. They had put so much into that game to try to be the number one seed, to try to be the Super Bowl favorite. And it's almost like on some level that game got them twice. I think people did realize, hey, you really got to heat up Sam Darnold. The O-line for the Vikings is not great.
Uh-huh.
If you can do a good job of disguising coverages and play aggressive man coverage, he's going to hold on to the ball. And he cost himself a lot of money. Last year. I mean, he was going to get a huge contract, and maybe even with the Vikings, probably not, but now not so much.
Is he going to be a starter next year still?
He will. He will. I mean, the body of work was going to – plus there's still at least 5 to 8 teams that need upgrades at quarterback, and mm-hmm. it's not a great draft for quarterbacks. You can't all draft high. So I do think someone will still say, hey, he's still a good quarterback. He's just not – he just didn't play his best in those last two games that mattered the most.
So we're about to play a really good quarterback in Matthew Stafford, and our defense, the way we stymied Jordan Love wasn't fancy. We played zone most of the time. We didn't blitz much. I don't know if we can do that and be successful against a guy as experienced as Matthew Stafford. What do you think on that, Ross?
Well, so he has absolutely killed the blitz this year. He has been awesome against the blitz. So defensively, by far the most important thing for the Eagles, can they get there with just 4 guys or 5, sometimes when they rush 5?
And I think they can.
I think they have to, because obviously the secondary for the Eagles is a strength. We should. That's actually a whole other conversation, Joe. At some point, is like, where does this secondary rank in like all time Eagles secondaries? But the secondary is a strength. You still though, if they're rushing four or five and those guys aren't getting there, Stafford's still going to be able to heat up and have a big game. And then if you bring pressure, he's been very, very good against pressure this year, like I said. So it's going to be on, you know, these young guys for the Eagles. How about Nolan Smith?
Yeah, unbelievable.
In that, I mean, you know, guys, he played, we got to go back and check this, but I want to say in the last preseason game that I called for the Eagles that I think Jalix Hunt either didn't play or barely played because the Eagles liked him and kind of knew where he was at. But Nolan Smith played almost that whole game. Like, Nolan Smith was still in the category of this guy, we don't know what we have in him. He needs reps. He needs to be out there. And now, not only is he making incredible sacks, but Elgton Jenkins pulls and he totally blows him up on like one of the first plays of the game. He doesn't even weigh 240, John, and he's out there playing like an absolute madman. That is huge. You can't overstate, especially because we don't know what happens with BG.
Yep.
Sweat's a free agent. Like, Bryce Huff can't play or hasn't been able to play. They need, like, you could argue
Freudian slip
of any player. Yeah. You can argue if they needed anybody to show that they could play at this high of a level, it was Nolan Smith.
Yeah, and he's talking about he should be down like on docks tying down ships. You know, like he realizes that could be his reality. Like yesterday in the media message, he was talking about like, I could be down there like working with my hands.
So
like,
he's humble, you're saying.
Absolutely.
And aware.
This guy has an incredible perspective on how wonderful it is, his opportunity. He's taking full advantage of this chance, and he really values it.
Well, look, it's one of the great
he
developments.
Plays that way, too.
Yeah, it's one of the great developments in a short period of time I've seen in Philly sports history. I mean, really, he went from being unplayable to
him
really
and
playing
Zach
well.
Bond, it's like this. Yeah, I've never seen anything like either of them.
Yeah, no, I agree. The only thing different about Zach Bond is we didn't know him, and we didn't see him stink here. I mean, we saw Nolan Smith go from being horrible to being very effective.
No one saw Zach Bond stink.
Well,
Zach Bond was playing special teams only.
All right, let's get a lot of calls in here. Ross with us for an hour, 215-592-9494. Mark in Downingtown right now. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I'll move quickly because you guys covered such a wonderful gamut of things here. I want to give kudos to Ben Davis because I thought I was the only one who still used the term momos.
Well, Ben may be the only one that still uses the term supper, and I applaud you, Ben, but that is old school.
Cellar. I say cellar.
The icebox?
No, cellar. No, I don't say
you say
icebox.
Davenport?
Instead of basement is the point, you say cellar?
I say cellar, yes.
Cellar, I use cellar.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I don't. Yeah.
Davenport.
Yeah, you say Davenport.
The chair? Are you talking about a Davenport?
Yeah, like instead of the
cellar. I say Davenport.
That's old.
Do you use the horse
that is
and,
old,
you
John.
Do the horse and buggy? Is that how you got in here today?
No.
Holy mackerel. No. All right, go ahead, Mark.
I had three concerns about the game coming up here, and I am confident we're going to win, but just hear me out, and I'd love to hear your comments on them afterwards. My first one is, and it's not really so much for this game, but it's for the rest of the postseason. My concern is I'd love to get out to an early lead because I'm so concerned about injuries moving forward through the postseason. I don't want to see...
I don't know that an early lead really changes that dynamic. I mean, if you're up by three touchdowns, maybe you pull guys out with 4 minutes to go, but, you know... Whether you have an early lead, whether you're up 10 or down 10, players are still going to be playing hard just about to the very, very end.
Mark,
so,
are you saying you're worried about injuries more now because the games matter more now? Don't worry about the injuries. Every week these guys are going out there and injuring themselves, and they'll continue to do that. And it's just we are a tough group. Even though they're injured, they will continue to try to get out there and play through it, which is a huge advantage. We have guys who can play through it in many cases, and I feel great about that.
Yeah, like Paul George.
We don't even know about Jalen's injuries most of the time. Not at all like Paul George. The opposite of Paul George.
You know what I would have loved?
And the entire Sixers organization.
Someone should have asked Nick Nurse after the game, Nick, was Paul George incapable of playing tonight? Ben, what would he be saying?
The
you
answer
said,
would be no.
Yeah, he would
and
say
then
no.
The follow-up
you think
would
he's going to throw his player under the
bus?
Well,
then the follow-up would be, then why didn't he play?
The answer would be...
Right? James, that's why I'd be a great attorney, James. All right, Mark, you said you had 3 points. Try to rattle through the next two quickly.
Bro, the other one, I want defense hopefully to get home quickly.
Yep.
I'd love to see Stafford knocked out because I don't want to see it.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Be close and have him have the ball towards the end of the game. That does make me a little nervous.
Yeah.
And my third concern is, again, if the game's close, I really hope Elliott doesn't have the yips because I'm afraid we're going to miss, you know, an integral extra point.
I worry too. That is a concern, Mark. Give
I don't
me
know
a,
how he couldn't worry.
I agree.
About it, yeah,
and Sirianni keeps supporting Jake Elliott, but he's got to be
which
concerned.
He should. I mean, yeah. if they're not going to get rid of Jake, like that's exactly what he should do.
I agree. All right, Mark. The most iconic photograph of all time is which one?
The mushroom cloud over Nagasaki.
Wow.
Ooh. Yeah, that's a big answer.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ugh, wow.
These are dark photos.
All right, I'm going to ask a question I have wondered for years, and I may sound really dumb.
Oh.
Here we go.
Careful.
All right, I'm going to be very careful, but God, I have wondered this for years. All right. Let me sit down.
Yeah,
I'm nervous. Nervous.
Maybe if you're listening, sit down
right.
as well.
And Ross, okay. You went to Princeton, so maybe you're the smartest here, or maybe you just got into Princeton because you were good at football. All right, here's my question.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I take shots at people. All right.
We know.
And Ross, you know I got nothing but love. I'm playing around.
It's all right. It's not my fault you couldn't get in.
Yeah, buddy.
Oh, I didn't even try. Trust me. I got into one school. Right? One school. Thank God. So when we or any country would do a nuclear test, like what goes out in the atmosphere? Like we're going to test the bomb.
Yeah.
So what happens?
It explodes.
What explodes?
Desert. In the desert or the ocean?
Full-fledged bomb?
Yes.
Full-fledged.
Yes. Full-fledged.
They can measure.
This is
what I wonder. Is it's in the desert. Yeah.
I know.
So
or don't they do it the ocean,
away.
Too? Haven't they done the ocean in the
yeah.
past? Yeah.
That's what I'm asking. So it's the same.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the same level bomb
oh, yeah.
as the Hiroshima bomb
oh, yeah.
or new
well,
stuff.
More
stuff now.
Yeah.
No, but that's not a dumb question because I actually wonder that, too, how they're able to clear an area that big.
Okay, that's what I've always wondered.
Yeah.
Okay.
You spent a lot of time on this one?
I have, because I've wondered, like, how far away are you to not be like, yo, government, I don't like that you did this 125 miles from me.
Well, people still didn't like it. I mean, it's not
okay.
like people were like, oh, this is fine.
When so, Ben, was that okay?
It's a valid question.
Okay.
It's a very valid question.
Okay.
100%.
Okay, fair enough. All right, let's go
you
to the phone.
You wonder this while you're doing puzzles?
I've wondered it myself.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. It's like, okay.
I never have.
Yeah, like how far is far enough?
No, I didn't wonder because I just assumed that they wouldn't do it close enough to
here.
People. Yeah,
okay,
period. But
the point is they didn't really know how far was far enough.
And well, also there's wind and there's some other factors that come in.
How far it's going to travel?
That's my point.
Yes,
okay.
I think that what they do is they do what is the furthest possible given wind conditions, this and that. What's the worst case scenario, and then they probably add to that.
And that,
did not
ladies
have this
and gentlemen,
on my bingo
yeah,
card.
That's our nuclear conversation for this morning. All right, let's go to Mike right now. What's going on, Mike?
Good morning, gang. How's everybody doing?
Good, buddy.
What's up, Mike?
Very good. Ben, I love hearing you. You know, the guy in his early 50s, I need to have some fellow get off my lawn trying to have people around. So
every now and again. Yes, yes, indeed. Get off it.
Exactly. So, guys, so listen. So, Look, I don't think Jalen's going to be, you know, part of the equation this weekend, meaning I think we have enough with the defense and Saquon to take care of business this weekend coming up. I do have a concern with Jalen, though. Like, again, I'm not looking past this game, but just for the sake of the argument, if we go into Detroit, or if Washington comes to us, because I don't think Washington's going to be a pushover, different conversation, Jalen is a little bit of an issue. Like, nobody could say with absolute certainty, Jalen is killing it. I am fully confident with Jalen. He's going to be fine. He's going to turn it on. I'm getting a little sick and tired of everybody saying Jalen's going to turn it on. Well, here we are at the end of the season, close to it, saying, when is this kid going to turn it on? And it's like he's not a kid. He's been here 5 years. So I do have a concern with Jalen because they should be doing more. Like, if you really go back and if you're critical with that Green Bay game, I mean, they should have thrown up some more points. There's a lot of gifts that were given that we did nothing with. So, you know, Joe, I'm with you. Like, Jalen.
Green Bay had a good defense, Mike. A really good defense. You know that. Yeah, and it's playoff football. It's not a walkover situation. Even against this Rams team that's depleted and tired and exhausted and coming across the country, it's going to be a great game. I mean, this is playoff
football. Look, Mike, the good news is Jalen will probably play better. To your point, though, I think a lot of us would like to see him play a lot better. The greatest news of all is that
he's very capable of playing a lot better. That's the beautiful thing.
Well, I don't know.
But we keep saying the same thing. We keep saying he's capable. Yeah.
And what? And when will you be satisfied that he's how well does he have to play?
A lot better. It's not about numbers.
300 yards and 3 touchdowns and 2 touchdowns on the ground.
They can win, Mike. The good news is they can win anyway. In most instances, we'll see if that applies to, you know, Buffalo and Detroit and Baltimore and whoever they play up ahead. But, you know, yeah, I think he is a concern. I mean,
yeah, it's not stats, John, for me. It's more like if we needed Jalen to take us, you know, to win the game for us. Like, let's just say our defense.
Let's hope no one player has to win the game for us.
Well, you get the point. A lot of times in the playoffs to win a Super Bowl, not always, but a lot of times a big 2-minute drive is critical. I mean, it's been a part of a lot of Super Bowls. Mm-hmm. Mike, give me an answer or a Super Bowl run, you know, getting there. Mike, an iconic photograph. What do you got?
Marilyn Monroe standing over the air grate.
Yeah, that's a good answer right there. And apparently Joe D wasn't happy about that.
No.
As her dress.
There wasn't much he was happy about when it came to around her.
Yeah, her dress
like
got
was
a little
very jealous.
Little high. All right, Seltzer, we have the audio of Sirianni from yesterday, correct? All right, so Nick Sirianni was on our program. We covered a lot of ground. And actually, what we're about to play for you made some national news. I think ESPN at one point yesterday.
New York Post?
They had it as their fourth story yesterday, ESPN.com, his extensive answer on this. Because we wanted to ask about the book, and I figured he'd have AJ's back. But, you know, you never know. I mean, John, you talked right out of the gate early in the week. You thought AJ shouldn't have the book, you know, and it is an odd visual. Ross, thumbs up or thumbs down before we play this audio. Thumbs up or thumbs down on AJ reading a book during a game. And to be clear, a self-help book. It's not any random book. Self-help book. Thumbs up or thumbs down, Ross?
I would say thumbs up to whatever A.J. Brown needs to do to play as well as he does. I would say thumbs down to the visual of an NFL player reading a book on the bench, on the sideline during the game.
Should it just be on it? Because I made the point Monday, same material, piece of paper or tablet, you can achieve your aim, but it doesn't look as ridiculous as a book. Is that fair?
I don't know that it makes a difference. You know what? You know what they could do? You know how they have those Microsoft Surface tablets over there, and that's how the players look at the plays.
Yep.
They could just put the same book on that.
That's
people
what I'm saying.
People wouldn't know if he's looking at the plays or reading the book.
Exactly.
Here's what I want to do. There might be
NFL rules about that stuff.
There might be. In terms
of what's allowed on the electronics on the sidelines. I'm serious.
Well, there are. You can't have video, actually, which in college you're allowed to have video. In the NFL, it still is only pictures. It's still only screenshots. Those guys are not able to look at video, which I think is, I mean, look, high school teams look at video in between each play, but yet the NFL, they don't want to go there. I know what my idea was, Joe.
What?
My idea was I wish I had a book. Because if I'm smart, I'd be having every NFL player I could telling them to take the book out to the sidelines during the game. The guy went to the bestseller. He's the number one best-selling. I mean, if that's allowed, if you're allowed to take out there, well, like, yeah, I mean,
that leads to a slippery slope if people do it and get paid on the side. But I don't think we're headed there. But we'll see. All right, I want to play this audio because in about five minutes, we're giving away the tickets to the Eagles. Not giving them away. We're giving you a name in 5 minutes. And with this name, on Friday, you can win tickets to the Eagles and Rams.
That, of course, courtesy of our great partner, NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.
All right, so be tuned and stay tuned 5 minutes from now when we give you a name, and with that name, you can win the tickets on Friday. All right, let's play this audio. Sirianni, extensive answer, but we want to give you the whole thing for context sake of how he addressed the book. Here's us with Sirianni yesterday. Nick, let's talk about the A.J. Reed in the book thing, and it's important to say it's a self-help book. It's not just some random book. So it's a self-help book. It's a strange visual, obviously. Are you okay with him reading a self-help book on the sideline, or would you rather he not?
No, I'm definitely okay with it. Everybody has their, you know, the crazy thing is it's been happening for, you know, he's been reading this book on the sideline for a long time. It just so happened that a camera saw it this week and kind of, you know, I don't know if made a big deal about it or not, but everybody has their own way. We talk so much about dog mentality, playing the next play, focusing your mind on what you're about to do so you can play with great effort and great detail. And some guys pray, you know, in between. Some guys meditate in between. Some guys, you know, AJ reads in between. You know, whatever these guys need to do to put their mind in a place where they can play with great detail and great effort, I fully encourage them to do that. And AJ is... I love AJ. He's such a good teammate, you know, and I find it, you know, a little bit like I saw Jahan Dotson said something like defending AJ, and I thought that was awesome too. Just another opportunity, another example of our teammates defending each other that, you know, we don't do any research to figure out why, how long he's been doing it, why he's doing it, what he's reading. I mean, he's not reading a romance novel on the sideline. Like, you know, whatever he's, you know, yeah. we don't but do any research that... and we jump to a conclusion of, oh, he must be disgruntled. That to me is lazy. And everyone needs to figure out why he's doing it before they jump to judgment on the man, because the man, AJ Brown, is a great, 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 great person. The man, AJ Brown, is the best receiver that, and I'll say it without hesitation, is the best receiver that this city's ever seen. The man, AJ Brown, is one of the best teammates that in the world to his guys. Not just the best receiver, the one of the best teammates. This guy is top notch. There's a reason he's done all the things he can do, and I love AJ Brown. And it's hard for me to watch when people are getting on him without doing the proper research of who the man is and what he's doing in the first place.
All right, that was Sirianni yesterday. I thought it was a great answer, man.
The man, A.J. Brown, mm-hmm. just ensured that a new rule will be put in place before next season. Hey, guys, books, we need to keep them not on the sideline.
League
keep
rule?
Them in the locker room.
League?
There's, either team or league.
Well, Sirianni ain't going to do it. Sirianni just told you he's good with it.
He's going to tell the guys, hey, next year.
I don't think so.
Before next year starts.
No,
guys,
it's not Sirianni. It's going
to
be the league.
We're going to have to put something
on. Well, that's a different thing.
Digital.
Yes.
Like, there can't. Everyone can't
listen,
have
the,
a book
the league might, but I don't
under
think
their butt on the sideline.
I think the league might.
The league, no, the
yeah,
league might,
but they have to. I agree.
It's
have
leading to yes, yeah. it's leading to something.
Yeah,
to
the
prevent
optics
this
were bad.
From happening.
You know,
the
optics aren't great, but I'll say this: I thought Sirianni's answer and just
awesome.
The way he's handled, right, Ross, phenomenal.
Awesome.
Phenomenal.
The vim and vigor with which he delivered it.
Totally.
You know, sometimes when you hear a coach, you can kind of tell when it's like coach speak.
Yep.
And then other times you can hear a guy, you're like, whoa, he really means this. You know what I mean? Like,
I agree.
I almost feel like I'm an expert at this point in like BS versus no, this guy really feels that way. He really feels that way about AJ Brown.
I agree. All right.